Let us pray. Lord, as we lay these, our offerings, before you and dedicate them, that they might be used in ways that are imaginative and creative, that your love would be shared abroad. So we bring our lives on this Epiphany Sunday. Lord, we thank you for the story of those Magi. We thank you for their willingness to see the sign, but not just to see the sign of the star, but to follow where it led them. And Lord, this is a troubling part of your word for us, because as we then read of Mary and Joseph and Jesus fleeing as refugees, as we read of the slaughter of the young children, we find it hard to understand. And yet, Lord, so it still is in your world, that people choose to live in ways that go against your rule of love. Lord, even at times we live in ways that go against that rule of love. Lord, forgive us and renew us in heart and mind. Lord, may we see your world increasingly through the eyes of Jesus. That where there is darkness, light would shine. Lord, we pray today for our world. And we pray for all of the places across our world where the darkness seems to be overwhelming. And there are many different countries and situations amongst people groups that come to mind. We lay them before you now. Lord, come again, that light might shine in the darkness. Lord, we pray for our community here in Kilmarnock and in East Ayrshire. And we thank you for the different jobs and tasks that you have called us to as men and women working and living in this community. And for many of us, as we returned to work on Thursday last week, or as we return tomorrow, we pray that you would renew in us a sense of purpose in the tasks that you have given us. That we don't simply work to earn money to live, but that in our working and in all that we do, we are serving and living out your calling on our lives. We pray especially for our children and young people as they return to nurseries and to schools across our area. We pray for our teaching staff and all those who work within our schools. Lord, we pray that your light would shine in the darkness. Lord, we thank you for all of the churches that meet in and around Kilmarnock. We thank you for all the different expressions of Christian faith. We thank you for all of the witness and worship of this season of Advent and Christmas. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in these other places. And we pray, Lord God, that we would be in perhaps a new way this year, looking for ways of supporting one another in the work that we do. Not seeking to build our own little kingdom, but rather seeking to build the kingdom of God here in this town. Lord, we pray for all of those for whom the journey at this time is a troubled one, in body, mind, or spirit. And as we thought at the beginning of our worship, we pray particularly for those who mourn the passing of loved ones and who bear the soreness and the depth of angst and pain that loss brings. Loving God, may your light shine in their darkness. Enfold them in your loving arms and hold them close, we pray. And Lord, as this building place hosts and welcomes people for services of thanksgiving for the lives of a loved one, may this building be increasingly seen as a place of welcome and refuge for those who need to come home. To come home to a place of community. To come home to a place of forgiveness and new beginnings. To come home to your loving embrace. Lord, you have promised through Jesus Christ that those who seek shall indeed find. And the experience for the Magi of old was that the search would indeed lead to a place of kneeling in worship and take them forward in a way that they could never have imagined. So, Lord, may that be true for us here today. That as we have knelt at the cradle, so now we would rise and follow in the footsteps of the one who said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Lord, in the stillness of these moments, we bring to you our own prayer. Lord, hear us. Jesus, may we not hoard but freely give the gold of our hearts, the myrrh of our grief, the frankincense of our dreams to you. And it is in your name that we bring our prayers. Amen. Before we sing our final hymn, can I say that we do have tea and coffee? Yes, we do. Tea and coffee this morning, down round here, going down the stairs or at the back and down the stairs. Maybe you're not in the habit of coming, why not make it a New Year thing? Come along and see what's happening. Please do join us. Can I also express sincere thanks to all of the people who were involved in clearing the church from the beauty of all that was Christmas to take us back to the beauty of all that is normal. Again, so thank you so much to everyone who was involved in doing that on Friday, and also those who were involved in placing the Bibles for us as well. We conclude our worship this morning with hymn 605, Thanks to God, whose word was spoken.
The voice that called a nation far away.
And so now we go to live the word that we have known. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each one of us and upon all those we love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore.